following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, Ed Man, here to give you the news for the past week. And oh wow, what can we talk about other than the great Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? You know, she has been in office for just 6 weeks now, and she is causing a stir. You know, when she knocked off her fellow Democrat, Joe Crowley, I watched her in interviews and I said, you know, you got to watch out for this lady. She's really, she's a firebrand, right? A real one. She's pretty. She gets on, she gets TV cameras pointed at her. She's quick-witted. She's really good with social media. People like her. People follow her. And her ideas are the most dangerous that you've seen to this country. And people are going to take them seriously. She is a true progressive populist. And I'm so glad that she is not able to run as president yet. She's too young. Because I think she'd have a real shot. And I hope she never gets anywhere near the White House. She's worse than Bernie Sanders. And that's saying something. That's saying a lot. So, a couple of things about her here has come out this week. Well, actually, let me go back to last week, where she had an advisor go on Tucker Carlson. And this advisor, his name was Robert Hockett. Yeah, he was a Cornell law professor, obviously. Cornell law professor. He goes on Tucker Carlson. And they're talking about the Green New Deal. Now, the Green New Deal is this, I don't think it's a bill yet, although I did look at some text that looked very official. Maybe it's a House resolution. But anyway, this idea is being put forward by the progressive wing and very strongly by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It was on her website, the outline for it. And she had deleted it because it said some crazy stuff. The worst, probably, calling for a basic universal income for people who are unwilling to work. It actually said unable or unwilling to work. So providing a basic income for people who are unwilling to work. And you see, that is a idea that's been going around in liberal circles for a while now, which is that, you know, somebody wants to be an artist, that they should be allowed to increase their skill. But art, although a worthwhile goal, isn't something that pays. At least certainly not in the beginning, not for a long time. I think it pays after you die, generally, is when art pays. But because it takes so long to hone your skills, how is the artist going to be supported during this time? And so liberals feel that work is optional, and that these worthwhile pursuits should be put upon the taxpayer. So this is now clearly seen in this outline of the Green New Deal and the frequently asked questions that was on her website. And don't be fooled. And I'm about to explain this. I explained this on the show last week, but I want you guys to hear this again because this is real and it's incredible. Okay. The Green New Deal outline that she had on her website made many statements, including, you know, talking about they can't get rid of cow farts immediately, and that they want to provide an income for people who are unwilling to work. So her minion, Robert Hockett, the Cornell law professor, goes on Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson asks him, why would we pay people who don't want to work? And Robert Hockett said, well, we wouldn't, would we? That'd be crazy. We don't want that. Tucker Carlson was understandably very confused because it was in the text. So he asked, well, it's in this It's in the text of the outline of the Green New Deal. It's in the frequently asked questions. And the law professor said, no. You're talking about a phony document. Tucker Carlson said, well, thank you for a phony document that the Republicans put out. Tucker Carlson, oh, well, then I apologize. Thank you for correcting me. He took it at face value. But you know that his producers were on the case. And later on in the segment, he came back and he said, you know, this is real. And the law professor said, no, it's not. It's not real. That's a phony document. And he lied about it. And he admitted it later on, saying that he was confused, that they were talking about different documents. Well, here's a phony document that he claimed, okay? Mark Dice, a conservative commentator, put out a page that was altered satirically that said free massages for everyone. That's part of the Green New Deal. Okay, it was very funny. And he had another page that said something similar like that, right? So he puts out these two satirized pages. Well, lo and behold, some idiots take it seriously. And the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez camp saw this as a golden opportunity to conflate the actual document that they deleted with this satirical page or two that Mark Dice put out. So they're pretending that anything that's in the Green New Deal that people think is nuts, oh, that's a satirical document. What you're reading is satire. So very, very funny. Now, some people that I've pointed this out to and proven this to, once they see it, you know, and they can't deny it anymore that that this guy lied on national TV to Tucker Carlson. They say, well, he lied, but he's just like an advisor, right? He's not really Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, so she probably doesn't know about it. But she does know about it because she tweeted out the segment, right? She retweeted the segment. So she does know about it, and she knows that this guy lied and pretended that Tucker Carlson was the one that got owned, as she would say. So, you know, I might be afraid of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's ideas, but it looks like she is too. They're afraid of the truth. They're afraid that people will know the truth. And I'm telling you, they're going to do some Nancy Pelosi tactics, and they're going to try to hold it where people don't know about it until after it comes out. And in fact, Nancy Pelosi herself, when asked about the Green New Deal, pretended like she didn't know the name of it. This was in an interview, I think, with Politico. She said, oh, the Green Dream or whatever it's called. Yeah, you know, it's good because people are enthusiastic. It gets people to be enthusiastic, and we need enthusiasm. But she acted like the bill was just, you know, a pie-in-the-sky dream that kids would want. And so she basically was saying, don't take it seriously. It's not a big deal. She says she doesn't even know what's in it, which, like I pointed out last week, for Nancy Pelosi, that means I guess you got to pass it so that you can see what was in it, as she famously said about the health care bill. So what's in the Green New Deal? Well, it's several components. It's got an environmental component. They want to get rid of greenhouse gas emissions. They want to get rid of flying. Now, let me say this. When I say they want to get rid of flying, that is their stated goal. But they, at least at this point, they're claiming that they don't mean getting rid of flying by making flying illegal. They mean by coming up with competitive alternatives that are so attractive that people won't want to fly. So that's what they mean by that, or at least that's what they're saying that they mean by that. You watch. Once they get their foot in the door, they'll change everything, right? They'll shut down airlines probably. But at this point, they're saying that they are not going to outlaw anything. They're just trying to come up with alternative energy that will be so attractive that people won't go the route of these what they call unclean energy, right? It provides health care. It's a Medicare for all. It's a health care program for everybody, not just those over 65. And they feel that lowering the age to 55 is not good enough. They want Medicare for all. The projected cost of that was, I can't remember, it was something like $27 trillion or $12 trillion or I don't know. And I know that seems like a big, you know, leeway, but once you're in the trillions, I mean, look, we're just never going to pay for it. Just admit we're not going to ever pay the bill. The country will default and collapse before that bill actually gets paid. And I don't think anyone's fooling themselves. So, you know, the Democrats have this new monetary theory. It's not new. It's actually pretty old. But it's made a resurgence. And it's the idea that you can just print the money, print your way out of debt. And that's what they plan on doing. If somebody needs money, you don't feel like working, you need money, here, let's print some money off for you. That's what they want to do. They're going to be doing that. And of course, inflation is going to go through the roof. Because what is inflation? Inflation is an increase in the money supply. No matter what anybody tells you, all you got to know is that the more phony money that there is out there, the more things are going to cost. It's a very simple rule, and it's very easy to remember. The more money that's out there, the higher the cost of any single good. And I think it's going to destroy the country. So I am afraid, you know, of the nutty things that they're going to be passing. They want to have, like I was saying, a basic universal income. Now, they didn't call it that, but it's that idea that you're paying people who are unable, and they retracted it, unwilling to work. It's got a couple other things in it, but I mean, any one of these things is no good, is not payable, right? And all of them together is beyond catastrophic. So, you know, let's hope that there's still enough people in the country that realize how the real world works to know that you can't just give everything away for free. Free college, that's another another component of the bill. And, you know, Democrats are trying to make fun of it by going, oh no, we want people to be better off. Oh, how terrible. You know, like the Republicans are the meanies that won't let the kids have the candy. But the truth is that we want the best for everybody. We want less poor people. These bills are going to make more poor people. They're going to make many, many, many people poor. And lives that would have been led very well and nicely are going to be made worse because of this bill. You know, it's hard to see the alternative course in history, but I'm telling you, if the liberal philosophy, I should say the phony progressive liberal philosophy, the untrue liberal. A real liberal to me doesn't want someone who doesn't work to get paid for doing nothing and just, you know, sitting around watching TV all day. To me, a real liberal would not want that or make any argument towards that. But these phony liberals, these progressives, they're nuts. They grew up and they were told that the government has infinite money and that rich people are bad. And so they're creating law or trying to create law out of these ideas that are not real. The leftists say, oh, if only the old people would die, then everybody would be liberal. But they're wrong. You're not a conservative because you're old. Age has nothing to do with it. You're a conservative because you have experience. And it's true that experience does come with age, so it seems that most conservatives are older. But what these liberals don't know is that as they live in the world and work and try to create their dreams, they're going to find out how reality is, and they'll become conservatives. A liberal is just a conservative who hasn't grown up yet, right? And I think that with the internet, where people are able to look things up for themselves more easily, the liberals are going to really have to figure out a way to stop people from getting information through government regulation, through censoring of the media, and hijacking the education in the schools. And because Stephen Colbert, back when he was funny, once said that truth has a liberal bias. This is when the conservatives were acting bananas. The neocons were in full power. But it was pretty easy to prove what they were saying is untrue. And so that remark was funny, because the conservative neocons would lie, and then you would prove that it wasn't true, and they would get upset, saying that you're biased, that you're a biased liberal, you're biased against conservatives. And Stephen Colbert said, truth has a liberal bias. Well, Trump made the liberals crazy. Now the liberals want war. The liberals want to censor free speech. They have flipped. It's nuts. But the liberals are now, in my feeling, the bad guys, right? And now truth has a conservative bias suddenly. And if we're going to win, it's going to be because we're telling the truth and people are seeing it for themselves. If the liberals win, it's going to be because they are covering up the truth. They're censoring, hiding, and misinforming you. Some disturbing statistics came out saying that, you know, the Green New Deal has a lot of people, has a lot of supporters. Medicare for All has 70%, you know, support, I think, in the electorate. And, you know, I can't blame them. I can't blame people for liking the idea that the government, which is supposed to protect its people, has a health care plan for them. I completely understand that. But the problem is that all of these things that the liberals claim that they want to help the poor, to help the sick, to help the needy, none of those things are accomplished by giving your money to the government. It just isn't. And we see this time and again. Venezuela was a liberal talking point about 15 years ago. Now they're saying, oh, why do you always got to bring up Venezuela? That means you don't have anything else to talk about. Yeah, of course they don't want to bring up Venezuela. Because once they turned commie, everything went nuts. Everything went to the round file. Everything turned into garbage. Same thing with Cuba. Once they turned communist, what, 2 years? 2 years, I think, was all it took to destroy that country. And if we pass this Green New Deal and bills like it, the same thing's going to happen to us. How many times do you have to see history repeated? These guys hate rich people. They hate companies. Now, they say they hate big business, but the truth is that they know that the laws that they pass hurt all businesses, including the small business person. They are not your friend. They're your enemy. They're the enemy of the small businessman. And that's the backbone of this country, is a small business. But they don't care about any business, big business, small business. They don't want. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has gone on television and said that there should be no billionaires. I played that quote for you last week. I mean, my God, can you de-incentivize the populace anymore? I mean, talk about a race to the bottom. They don't want people to dream. They don't want people to have aspirations. They want people to be dependent on the government so that they can say, hey, look at me. I care about you. Look how great I am. They're more greedy and egotistical than any rich person that they can point to. They're the worst, man. And they do their constituents a disservice over and over again. And here's a great example. So Amazon. You know, the president's mad at Amazon. The progressives hate Amazon because they're a big business. I mean, I get the hate because they are... they keep getting stories about how badly they treat the employees. I don't think so. I remember the local Folio Weekly here ran a story once about how terrible Amazon was for tracking their employees' efficiency. I don't want employees sitting around on Facebook when they ought to be, you know, moving packages around or whatever. So I don't mind them that. I don't like Amazon being, you know, in collusion with the CIA and, you know, buying the Washington Post and stuff like that. But as far as the company goes, shoot, Amazon's great. I get all my stuff from Amazon. You know, you're a Prime member. It's cheap. You get all your shipping free. It comes. I mean, why Amazon? Why are they so terrible? Because you can buy something from them for super cheap and get it in like a couple of days. Oh, man, I wish everybody was so mean to me. I wish every company was as bad to me as Amazon is, right? You don't like it, they take it back, no questions asked. You know, you don't even have to pay to ship it back to them. I mean, it's the greatest thing. You wonder why Amazon became popular? It's because they're awesome. They're like, oh, but they run the mom and pop stores out of business. Good, get out of here. I don't need your overpriced items. You know, figure out a better way to do it. I like small businesses. I just told you that they're the backbone of America, but you got to figure it out. You got to figure out a better way to get the merchandise into people's hands or somebody else is going to run over you. That's how business works. That's how capitalism is, and it's the greatest system in the world. So Amazon was particularly good at it, right? They sell you things. A lot of times, I don't know if they still do this, but they would sell stuff at a loss, I think, just to be able to become popular, and they became enormously popular. So they want to build a second headquarters now in New York, Long Island City, Queens. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others of her ilk, even though it's not her district, fought against it, right? They were offered $3 billion in government incentives, okay? Well, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and many of the progressives protested verbally against them, telling them they got a GTFO, which means get the F out. So they did. They were like, well, we don't need this hassle, man, and they left. They stopped dealing with them, and now they're getting made fun of, saying that they dropped their ball. They took their ball and they went home, like it's their fault. You know, when you're a big company, you can negotiate for the best deal. And if another city is going to be offering you greater incentives, you're going to move to that city. It's a pretty normal thing. I mean, Amazon was going to do great things for that city. I think they estimated it was going to bring $1 billion a year per year that they were there. I mean, think about that. That's insane. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was asked, you know, well, how do you feel about them leaving? She's like, oh, I think it's great. We won. We won. They lose $1 billion a year. We won. And she's so ignorant about how incentives work. She says, now we can use the $3 billion for ourselves. You don't have $3 billion, dummy. That money was going to be reduced in taxes. It was an incentive. Dummy Democrats call that a subsidy, but you're not writing them a check for $3 billion. You don't have $3 billion laying around. That money was coming out of the amount that they were generating and were going to pay you. You just reduced the amount that they were going to pay you. You know, sometimes I think these people are too dumb to breathe, right? How are they walking around? But it's going to be fun watching them tear each other up over the 2020 election, isn't it? Guys, I got to go. Thanks for joining me. This is the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I am the Ed Man.